It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. Pastor Creflo Dollar, baby, the founder and senior pastor of World Changers Church International. He is coming to town, yes, with the Spirit and Grace Tour at the Olathe Conference Center, September 26th. And on the line, we are talking to the Pastor Creflo Dollar. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, I am so excited. I can't do no better than what I'm doing now.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So one thing about this that I noticed, Pastor Dollar, you're limiting each stop on the Spirit and Grace Tour to just 500 people. And you know, so many people get into the big, huge events. But why is it so important to keep your gathering small and intimate? And what do you hope people will experience in that type of setting?
Well, one of the things that we do in these meetings is that I walk people through a time spent with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I also have an opportunity where I can allow time for the gifts of the Spirit to flow from me to them and vice versa, because this is something I want people to practice on a day-to-day. I want us to get off the stage of the church. I want us to get away from the big music band. Okay. And I just want us to see Jesus. I just want us to come together and say, you know, I sense his presence. What is God doing? And then I also want to have the opportunity to be interactive. I want to see what's coming from the people who show up. Do we need to pray for you? Do we need to take some time to talk to you personal so you can get some understanding of some misunderstandings that you have had in your life? And I also use it as an opportunity to become very intimate in my conversations with the people who are there, so I can relate with them on some things they might be going through that I have gone through, and I can share some very personal and private experiences with them as well. So that's why we do it, an intimate, small gathering, so that people can feel comfortable sharing with me, I can feel comfortable sharing with them, and that we can all enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit.
And I think that that intimate gathering, especially right now with what's going on in our world, it's more tangible to have a small intimate setting if you, you know, Pastor Dollar, versus the big crowds and you don't feel seen or heard. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the most valuable ministry tools is vulnerability. And people are afraid of vulnerability. And I realize that you have to, first of all, be vulnerable with yourself. Then you've got to be willing to be vulnerable with your God. And then you've got to choose very carefully if you're going to be vulnerable with another person, because there's something about understanding that somebody else has already gone through this
now.
And that they've come out. And vulnerability, maybe it was something that was shunned before, but I make it a point in my teaching, I want to be vulnerable so that people can say, wow, if God could do it for him, then he can do it for me, and we can leave the condemnation underground somewhere and move forward.
Pastor, you about to have me run around this studio doing a church run with that, okay?
Run.
All right, this Spirit and Grace Tour at the Olathe Conference Center, September 26th. Pastor Creflo, where can people get more information and how to register and all the good stuff?
Well, a couple of things they can do. They can go to Spirit and Grace tour.com and go ahead and get their information there, or they can go to my website, creflodollarministries.org, and you know, get their tickets there. Somebody says, oh my God, why are you doing tickets? You hadn't done that in 40 years. Well, because we only have 500 seats.
I want
to make sure I don't have a line outside that says, well, we thought you had some seats for us. But yeah, you can go ahead and log on to either one of those sites and go ahead and get your reservations.
All right. I love to see it. Welcome to the town, Dr. Creflo. And make sure you kiss Taffy, my girl, for me.
I absolutely certainly will. Be more than happy to.
Okay. And let her know it came from me.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Creflo Dollar. We appreciate you and cannot wait for you to come to our town.
God bless you. Have a great day today.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.